say, I love my job. Not only is working as a cashier down to the A&P nonstop entertainment, it keeps me in touch with the goings-on in Mahoosick Mills day in and day out. I know who's doing Weight Watchers, who's drinking too much Bud Light, and who's reading the National Enquirer. In my opinion, how people act in the grocery store is a good indication of how they live their life. For example, let's say you got a pyramid of navel oranges over in produce, and someone takes one from the middle, and that whole pile of oranges start to spill on the floor. Does that person walk away pretending they had nothing to do with the spill? Do they report it and let someone else deal with it? Or do they try to put it to rights? Does the bystander seeing this whole thing happening move on by, not wanting to get involved? Or does that bystander give the culprit a dirty look and report him? Or do they lend a hand? Now, they say that the eyes is the window of the soul, but from a cashier's point of view, there's no better place to size up someone's personality than the express lane. To most people, 14 items or less means just that. But some folks read 14 items or less as 14 kinds of items. Oh, we've all been behind these guys. In their head, 12 light and lively yogurts is one item. So you got your 12 yogurts, 2 half gallons of milk, 6 lean cuisine frozen dinners, 4 cans of cat food, 3 liter bottles of diet root beer, and 9 other items, which in their mind somehow adds up to 14. Nuh-uh. In my opinion, if the IRS wants to know who's probably cheating on their taxes, all they have to do is hang around the express lane. Enough said. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.